1982, a Korean immigrant came to the United States. He didn't speak English very well. He carried a Korean English dictionary with him. He had a couple hundred dollars. He landed in California and decided he was going to make a go of it here in America. And so he went off to school and obtained a degree of manufacturing engineering technology, and then started to raise a family. In that family was a young girl who showed at a very early age an interest in snowboarding. Her father, this Korean immigrant with no measurable skills and little proficiency in English, decided that he would help her, and he did. He made great sacrifices so that she could develop her skills in snowboarding, and ultimately she became one of the best in the world. As of yesterday, at the Olympic Games in South Korea, she was awarded a gold medal because of her skills in snowboarding and the fact that she won this half-pipe competition against the others, some of the best in the world. This is Chloe Kim. And Chloe Kim, this Korean-American girl, like Teresa Lee, developed an amazing skill. Today, all across this country and all across the world, we are saluting this amazing 17-year-old girl and the skill that she developed. But let's remember, Chloe Kim's story is the story of immigration in America. Chloe Kim's story is a story of people who have come to these shores determined to make a life. They don't bring wealth. Many of them don't even bring proficiency in English. They certainly, in many cases, don't bring advanced degrees. They only come here with a determination to make a better life for themselves and a better country for all of us.